You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Tommy G, how you doing?
Greg's doing great. Still at the tournament you sent me to be a delegate for the show and our station. Is it bad that I walked out on Jack and Bob in the middle of their Oilers spiel?
How is Johnny Lovitz looking today? Pretty sweet.
Yeah, the beard looks good. Him and Bob. You know what? We've got Colin Livingston sitting beside me from Cantork, of course. And you know, Colin's cracking some jokes. And I turned and I looked at him like, dude, this feels like I'm back on the media bus on the road with these guys. And he's like, well, I feel like I'm in church right now, and these guys are preaching to me. And I was like, Colin, you just nailed it. You just nailed it. But you know what? Never a dull moment with those two characters.
Tommy, now, I know in your day back, you know, you're a guy who was able to play through two stitches and come back and play. So when you were watching the rookie game and you saw Samorikov get the old reverse hit, did you think he was coming back?
I did. And listen, Walker Dewar stood him up really well because Samorikov, you know, he got the okay to go because of his shoulder, and we heard he was going to play, and that was great. But he went in the first shift of his game, he laid a hit in the offensive zone, and I was like, okay, good, because here's a guy trying to assert himself, trying to show that he's on the cusp. And then he went to go throw a hit on Walker Dewar, and he gets stood up. And I thought he was going to be fine, because he got up and skated away, and when we found out that he was done for the game, Gregs and Strutty, I thought for sure it was the shoulder again, and I'm like, oh, no, because that's the worst, right? You come back from an injury, you rehab, you spend all that time and effort and energy getting back to playing fit and readiness, and then you get that same injury again. But I guess, thankfully, that wasn't the case. The problem is he busted his jaw. And I thought he was going to be okay until, you know, we got the note that he was out. And, so that's a tough one, especially for a guy that's trying to show this organization that he's one of those guys on the back end that's down the pipeline ready to, at some point soon, be an NHL player.
Which player or which couple of players kind of stood out and intrigued you as you watched that game?
Well, Samorikov, honestly, was one of the ones at first that I was like, okay, let's see what he can do. And he went and laid that first hit, and I was like, okay, here we go. And then that second one where he gets stood up, I was like, geez, that's a tough go because he's supposed to be one of the older guys. Strutty, Phil Kemp had a good showing with a couple of goals. Ostap Safin, a guy that's, you know, kind of been around for a while and spent some time in Bakersfield. Him and Rubinsky, they set up a couple of really nice goals on the power play for the Oilers rookies in that game to get the comeback going. And you look at that too and you go, okay, Safin's been a prospect for a while, so you should expect him to be one of the leaders on the team. And he was. They made some great plays to connect and get the team going again. But they should. That's the type of play you're expecting from those guys. And now with a guy like that, like, let's see if he can carry any of that momentum into main camp later this week. With Olivier Rodrigue getting the start, you know, you were hoping to see some good play out of him. And you know, he didn't get a ton of help from his defense. But the goals that he did allow, a couple of bad rebounds, some missed checks on those rebounds too. But I didn't think they were great. However, I mean, this is just a really small sample size. Xavier Borgo is another one I'm kind of watching. And then Raph Lavoie rang one off the post. And I thought that, you know, here's another guy that's kind of got the attention of the Oilers faithful. And I thought he had a couple of little glimpses that looked pretty good in these guys' first game in kind of a different situation playing against other rookies after all the weirdness of the last 18 months.
Then you got on your scooter and wheeled over to the Elks game and, you know, with no helmet on, living at the high-risk life of Tom Gazzola. And at the Elks game, you know, there's the Bombers, they got things done. Their field goal kicking, though, my goodness, are they going to have to bring Justin Medlock out of retirement? Because my goodness, they might as well just gamble every time on third down, because their field goal kicking is atrocious right now.
Yeah, and at crucial moments, it kind of kept the Elks in it. And to the Elks' credit, and Taylor Cornelius, they had some good glimpses in that game where you're like, could this Elks team that probably should have no hope in heck winning this game against a team in the Bombers that's just been cruising and just crushed the Riders in two straight games? And it kind of gave you this false sense of hope. And those moments, too, with the missed field goals, you're like, okay, let's see what happens. And then, sure enough, the Bombers come out in the second half and completely shut the door on the Elks. And things seem disjointed. And you know what? You guys, like, I talked about it a week or two ago before we found out about the Harrison injury, where we're like, the Elks offense can get going, and it puts together a couple of nice first downs, and it seems like it's finding its rhythm. And then it just gets stunted and is halted. And I think we saw more of that again against the Bombers, where you're like, okay, here's a bit of a rhythm, and then boom, they're basically a two and out after a couple of nice first downs, and it's frustrating. And I guess, if you want to look at it from, I don't know, a sympathetic point of view, is this past weekend, you could be like, hey, at least it's the Bombers, so, you take what you can get, and if you can keep it kind of competitive, that's probably a good sign. But listen, in next week against Ottawa, you hope for a win, but things are looking kind of dire, especially when you look at the back-to-back against the Bombers and what they were able to do this past weekend. So another tough one, you guys, and hope for the best if you're an Elks fan. But I'll tell you this. 18 kilometers an hour on that scooter is scarier than you think.
Could jog faster than that. Joined by Tommy Gazzola for the Gazzola Chronicles. Thomas, Derek Moncrief had his first game as an Elks player. It looked like he was ready to go before the game. He was getting into a little bit. What did you think of his performance?
He was noticeable on a few plays, obviously getting reacclimated to the CFL, which is great. Big body guy, fast, obviously, when you get a look at the NFL level, and that's a testament to your football acumen and all of that. He had a couple of really good pass breakups, Strutty, and I even joked with the crew I was at the game with. I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, great pickup for the Elks, but it's going to be tough sledding. It's going to be a tough finish to the year, and that's being pessimistic. So this is a good linebacker. It's going to help out the young guys in that linebacking core. And, if this season, as it continues to what it seems like veer off the rails somewhat, hopefully that's not the case the rest of the way if you're an Elks fan, but he could do a lot of good things to help the young guys and teach them what they don't know about the CFL and how to read offenses and the little nuances here and there, and then reassert himself at the CFL level. And then hopefully, depending on what happens this season with this team, re-galvanize for lax next year and have this group ready to go and make a big push for 2022. But, listen, we know he's a good football player. He's going to do some good plays or make some good plays, make some things happen out there. But, team-wise, it might have a little bit of an effect. I like him. Hopefully it's a bright future with him in Elks colors.
Tom Gazzola joins us at Sports Leader TSN 1260. Tommy, before I let go, I have to ask you about your Cardinals. Electrifying win over Minnesota. Man, the cards are legit. They look really good.
Hey, you want to talk about lucky and field goal kickers not earning their stripes? The Cards 0-1 there after the Vikings kicker blew that game-winning field goal. I mean, it's great to see Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk do their thing, but I was worried throughout that game because it seemed like the Vikings were pushing the pace, Greg. And I'm like, they're going to lose it. And especially when the clock management, they didn't get a first down late on their drive, and they gave the ball to Kirk Cousins, and he managed to march the Vikings down and put them in a position to win. And it was the slightest of margins to the point where the Vikings radio guy actually called it good. And his color guy had to come in and be like, no, he missed it, dude. And that was a slim margin of victory. But I'll tell you what, it's just going to add to the confidence of the Cards. And they've got a good offense, a strong defense. And you know what? You got to be good to be lucky and lucky to be good. And I think we saw that with the Cards this weekend.
Tommy, thanks for representing the show at the golf tournament for Special Olympics. Hope you had a load of fun out there. I know Volvo was sponsoring it, so that's awesome. Hope you had a good time. How'd you guys golf?
Well, 13 under, and of course there's a bunch of sandbaggers that were probably like 20 under.
Well, respectable 13. Nothing wrong with that, Tommy. Have a great day.
Thanks, boys. See you tomorrow.